Mahalo, Ray and Jason. If you have ever passed through the Honolulu neighborhood of Kaka'ako, you know the work of Kamea Dar. He's a local artist, specializes in murals splashing across buildings. He's also one of the founding energies behind Powwow, an annual gathering that celebrates culture, music, and art. It's centered around a week-long event in Honolulu in February, but it's also grown now into a global network. I spoke with Kamea earlier this morning, and given today's news, I started by asking him whether there is a potential role of healing for art at a time of such a massive tragedy.
Art is, to me, one of the main ways that people can express themselves, you know. So, you know, especially public art, it can really give the people a collective voice. Things like this, you know, I don't want to say inspire art because it sounds like it's a positive thing, but it definitely motivates artists to speak and give the people a collective voice, you know. I mean, people write songs, people paint, people make movies about, you know, things that move them, and sometimes they're positive and sometimes they're negative. And unfortunately, it's a real tragic event. But, you know, artists sometimes are the, you know, at the forefront of the voice of the people.
How important is the potential role of public art to help heal in a situation like this?
Public art, the main thing that it does is it creates conversations, you know. And I think the best way to heal any kind of wound is time, obviously, and just talking about it and expressing yourself. You know, bottling it up only leads to more pain and maybe more explosions later. So I think, you know, public art can help start conversations, can help, you know, maybe sometimes stir controversy, but get people talking and you know, expressing their emotions. So yeah, I think public art can be very, very helpful, a helpful tool for healing sometimes. Yeah.
That conversation about public art in Honolulu, Powwow has been going strong since 2010, and now internationally, you've been busy with murals all over town. Talk a bit about the state of public art in your mind in Honolulu these days.
I think Powwow has really grown, and I think that we've been around, you know, for a good 8 years now, close to a decade, and we've painted almost 500 murals around the world. But especially in Hawaii, I can see the difference. The main thing is just educating the public about the power of these murals, how you can lift up communities, how you can, you know, with a thin coat of paint, completely transform a building. And then at the same time, you know, people start to appreciate the, you know, that value and also look at the art itself. Okay, what does it mean? And they start to learn how to read the art. What is it? Why do I like it? Why don't I like it? And, you know, you're seeing more and more people that are becoming, I don't want to say art critics, because that's kind of, you know, nobody likes a critic, but at least appreciators of art. And maybe it's people that never, you know, really gave two thoughts about it.
There's an accessibility aspect to public art, and almost an inescapable. If you're walking around Kaka'ako, you're going to see this art and react to it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not an hour goes by in Kaka'ako now without some Japanese tourist or a Segway tour or someone taking photos. I mean, it's really grown, and people love leaning and touching the walls, and it's so different from those really sterile galleries where there's a guy in a suit who's going to yell at you if you get too close to it, you know? And I'm always the guy who gets yelled at because I'm more interested in how things are painted. So I put my nose right up to the canvas and I want to see, like, the strokes and you know, I always get yelled at. So
you don't yell at folks admiring
them. No. So to me, that's the beauty of it.
And there's a dynamic of that the canvases, the buildings, they're not, it's not a forever
situation. No, it's a very temporal kind of thing. I mean, I actually come from a very fine art background. So, you know, I studied at the Sorbonne in Paris with very proper a sitter, you know, someone who sits and you paint them and you draw and you do underpaintings and that very proper kind of background. But most of my peers come from graffiti backgrounds. So they come from painting in ditches and painting pillars of H3 and bombing trains in New York. And, you know, very illegal stuff, but a lot of it is you're just painting in the jungle. Nobody ever sees it. And the next day somebody paints over it or you get caught. And usually the community service for, you know, the punishment for getting caught for graffiti is you have to go buff graffiti. So you're buffing out and graffiti on overpasses and stuff. So it's a very, very kind of fleeting, temporary thing.
So what comes next for public art in Honolulu, again, from your perspective?
Hopefully expanding it into other communities and you know, more and more permanent, you know, hopefully murals that, you know, kind of become icons in the city. And, yeah, just more and more understanding of the value of it and the value in art. You know, to me, the main thing that I want to create is a community where we can keep our talent on the island, and the way that we do that is we, you know, artists have to make a living. And I have a lot of friends that they move to LA or New York because they just can't make ends meet here. The cost of living is high, and there's not a lot of art collectors in Hawaii.
And so how do we bridge that gap? How do we change that?
I think just the more people appreciate something, mm-hmm. then the more they're willing to pay for it. Before, we'd have to convince people to let us paint their buildings for free, and now we get people who ask us to paint their building and pay us money for it because they see the value in whole. You know, wow, I can have this building that stands out in the sea of buildings. We just did one for a clothing company called Iolani, and they're by Ala Moana Shopping Center, and it's just this big rainbow, and it just says Made in Hawaii, and it is... You know, I mean, when you look at the before and after, it just looks like this, you know, busted old building. And now it just looks like this huge, just eye-catching rainbow that you just can't miss. And it, you know, it was a week of work and a you know, however many gallons of paint. It wasn't multi-million dollar construction, renovation, you know, all of these things. So it's a relatively easy way to really lift up a building.
And Is rail going to be helpful, by the way, for that, for public art?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just another viewpoint. It's an elevated viewpoint. Those buildings along the rail are going to be, you know, visible, and people know it, and artists know it. So artists are always trying to get eyes on their, street artists are always trying to get eyes on their work. So it's like, okay, well, this building that was on Kona Street now is going to be basically on the side of H1, or the equivalent of being on the side of H1, you know? So that all of a sudden becomes so much more valuable to a street artist. And then also the graffiti artists love that there's going to be a train. I mean, you saw that already. You know, a lot of graffiti comes from, you know, that, you know, New York, you know, a couple decades back when they were bombing trains, and that was kind of one of the roots of modern-day graffiti. And so the fact that it's just... The idea that it's a train, you know, some of the local guys couldn't help themselves and they went and bombed it. I don't know if you saw it. It's not even in service yet. They already hit it up. So, you know, and I'm not saying, I'm not condoning or, you know, I don't want to say either way. I'm just saying that it's just artists expressing themselves, you know. And
what about for you? What's next?
You know, obviously Powwow just keeps expanding. Mm-hmm. We're in Korea. We just finished Korea yesterday. We were
in Kobe next week.
Yeah, Kobe, Japan. You know, to me, I mean, I always tell people I just want to leave this world a more beautiful place than I found it. So, and to me, the way that I do that is through art. So the more art that I can create in my life, the better. And Powwow also helps me do that. So I have my own personal projects, obviously my personal murals where I physically, you know, I'm actually the artist. And also through Powwow, we produce murals all over the world and beautify communities and help uplift communities and inspire communities. So, yeah, just more, you know, I guess is the short answer.
We look forward to the more. Kamehameha Hadar, artist, activist, community leader, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, mahalo. Sure.
Support for Hawaii Public Radio comes from the National Kidney Foundation of Hawaii, whose Kidney Cars program provides funding for community health and education services. Learn more about vehicle donation at kidneyhi.org.